Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Right, what do you say we do this? It's a Wednesday podcast. What up, Al? How you doing?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, one of the things I was thinking about was, when we get the hot heat like we have now, yeah. or in the winter we get very cold. You know, a lot of times when people are, like, looking for houses to purchase and live in, yeah. and you think, you know, I could afford this. It's a little bigger than I would want, but I could afford this. I think a lot of times we don't think about is what does it cost to heat or cool a home?
Oh, sure. Just to maintain the house.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I think
it's not just the mortgage payment.
Yeah, because I'll have people, like I've always lived now in these kind of small condos. I'll hear somebody like CeeLo, and he'll be like, yeah, my electric bill was $450. And in my head, sure. I'm like, $450?
Yeah. Yeah. And we learned a long time ago. With both JCP&L and New Jersey Natural Gas, they both offer payment plans to where they estimate what your usage will be, and then you get a even payment every month. So, for instance, with the electric bill, it's pretty light in the winter and very yeah. heavy in the summer. So instead of paying $500 a month in July and August and maybe September and nothing in I think we pay $150 a month or something like that throughout the course of the year. Makes it much easier. Now, there are overages, and recently there have been overages. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But, it's eye-opening for a lot of people.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll be looking, like, I'll go look at houses online just for fun, and you'll see, like, these entryways, right, where you enter a house and you got these big cathedral
ceilings.
And all yep. I immediately think, like, how long would it take to air condition that place?
Yeah. And then if you see the houses that have the two-zone AC,
yeah.
that's two units running at one time.
Right.
It's expensive. It's very expensive. I have a very good friend of mine. I love him dearly. I've known him since I'm 8 years old, maybe 9. He's so cheap. It's funny, in some ways to a strength and in some ways to a fault. But I know, and his wife she's a darling, but he refuses to put the air conditioner lower than 77 in the summer.
Oh, my gosh.
And the heat will not go above 65 in the winter. And his point is, it's 30 degrees outside, it's 65 in here, you're good, put a sweatshirt on. Same thing. Oh, it's 100 out there, you don't think 77 feels pretty good? You don't like it? Wear shorts. Put a fan on. He's so funny.
It's funny because you could kind of get used to it. Because last year when my air conditioning was breaking, and I had to end up replacing it. But when it was breaking, it would not go lower than 77.
Okay.
Like it just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, when you come in from 100 degrees.
It doesn't feel so bad.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, why do I have this set at 72 all year? I should get this at 77.
I will tell you, our AC, our central air conditioners, central air conditioning unit went out last I think it was towards the end of 23, like right in September. And I said to my wife, I'm not dealing, we'll deal with it next spring. And then a couple of things happened, and central air conditioning is expensive. I said to her, you know, we could go 1 year without it. She's like, what? I'm like, it doesn't get that hot around here. It's a couple of months. And we have four of the stand-up units that vent out the window, but not the window units where they're sticking out. You know, you see they're like eyesores. This goes into the screen. You don't even really notice it's there.
It's like a hole, right, that just shoots
it. It's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we have four of them, which means that's going to be four cool rooms. We'll make the family room 70 degrees, no problem, and the three bedrooms upstairs, no problem. The back room we have is in the back of the house. It is a tile floor. It's always cool, even in the heat. It never gets that. She goes, you know what? That makes sense. And then we got a stretch of weather where it was 90 plus. That didn't work so good.
Yeah.
We got the central air the next week.
Yeah. I know. I always think like, what is it better to have window units or those types of units, right? And you cool a house. That works if you have a small condo.
Correct. Correct.
Because I had a... Now, my condo I have now, I'm two levels.
Yeah.
But when I was in Woodbridge, when I initially moved, it was a one-level condo. It was small.
Yeah.
And it had a window unit in the living room and a window unit in the bedroom. And I would come home, and it'd be 1,000 degrees in there. It cooled off pretty quickly.
Within 20 minutes, you're fine.
Yep. The noise it makes.
Yeah. The biggest issue we found, because the four-room setup that I was trying to get through 2024 with without having to spend $9,000 or whatever the hell it was on a new central air conditioning unit, the one issue that was really a problem, and I do agree with my wife, the bathrooms were hot as hell.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of that.
So it's like you go to take a shower, you get out of it, you start sweating as soon as you... It was awful. Like, that was just miserable.
Yeah, you don't think about the certain rooms that you're not air conditioning.
Correct. Correct. Now, I did buy the generator yesterday.
Oh, good.
I did go out and get the generator just in case with all this extreme heat or big storm that I can at least air condition one room, which I need for another reason. But yeah, I did do that. I think in a case like that, when like the power's out, you start to appreciate what you do have.
Yes.
As opposed to, oh, these other rooms aren't air conditioned. It's almost like, well, you know what? There's no power. Oh my God, we have a room. That's when all of a sudden perspective comes back.
Yeah. I also think too, like if you don't have central air and you have just regular units, think about how easy it is to replace one if it just breaks.
It is now.
Right?
Yeah.
They're much easier. Yeah.
Very. I was watching a documentary on New York in the early 1900s. And one part of it was talking about before air conditioning, people that were moving into these, not high rises. I don't think in 1910 they had high rises, but you had buildings that were 7, 8, 9 stories, apartment buildings. And they said people, it got so hot that people would sleep on like their little terrace. And in some cases would go upstairs and sleep on the roof. And that there were people that actually in their sleep rolled off the roof and died.
Oh,
could you? Like, that's how desperate they were to get out of their like oven apartments. It was so hot and there was nothing they could do before air conditioning. Think about that.
David Lee Roth told me he sometimes would sleep on the roof of his apartment in New York City. When I asked him...
This was after air conditioning, too.
This was after air conditioning. He had a lot of money as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw the mattress on the floor in his apartment, and I referenced it. And he goes, oh, oftentimes I'll just sleep on the roof.
And he said, why?
No.
Okay.
Did not. No. And I didn't follow up.
I don't blame you with the way that went.
That. Yeah.
Pretty smart on your part.
Now, when you're in the heat of the summer like this...
Yeah.
And you're air conditioning your home, will you adjust what you cook and make for dinner?
No. In what regard?
Well, like in this regard.
Like,
so,
will I not use the oven?
Yeah.
No.
Will you not use the oven?
No, I still do.
Yes.
I don't even think about that, actually.
Yeah, see, I tend to not put the oven on.
Okay.
So then I use the air fryer. And I'm a one person. I can't cook my whole meal in the air fryer. Why don't they make air fryers bigger?
They're small. I don't know. Well, you can get, I'm almost certain now, you can get an oven. That is an oven and an air fryer.
Yeah. So the actual ovens, yeah.
In that case, you can.
But then isn't that the same as turning on the oven?
But why is it any different?
Because I feel like if I turn on and if I cook my chicken in the air fryer, as opposed to the oven, I feel like it gives off less heat into the room.
All right,
room.
But if you got one that's big enough to make your whole meal, how big do you want this thing?
I see what you're saying. Then that's going to generate more heat.
Yeah.
So the reason it's generating less heat is because there's less cooking surface.
Sure. Mm. And it's small.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't like, I know there are people like John Minko. You remember him from here?
Yes.
Legendary
Love
sports
John
anchor
Minko.
Here. I remember getting into a conversation about cooking with him, and he told me how he barbecues year round. Like, he cooks on the grill most nights. I'm like, even when it's 30 degrees out, he's like, yeah. So I turn the grill on, and that's where I make all the food. I'm like, really? And that, to me, is only a summer thing. I probably should use it more on warm days like this, but depends on what we're making. Yeah, I don't really give it much thought, though, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had a grill, well, I'm not allowed to have a grill where I live. Because
that sucks, by the way.
We don't blow it all up,
I understand
sure.
Why. That stinks.
It does stink.
Because that's one of the fun parts of summer.
Yes.
When it gets nice out, sit outside, grill some burgers or whatever.
Drink
chicken,
a beer.
Have a beer. What are you going to do? Plug it off of George Foreman grill?
Yeah, you see that in condos and apartments. Because George Foreman at one point made an outdoor grill, but it was the same thing.
Yes.
It was the same thing as a Foreman grill. Just I guess it could be in the weather. But you're not cooking on a real grilling surface.
It's not the same thing.
No.
You make the best of it. Not the same thing.
Not the same. I know. Man.
I do feel for you. That's the one that I love where you are.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I think that stinks.
Yeah. That does stink. Because I think I would be, I'm trying to think, would I be more like John Minko and grill all my meals, even in the winter? But when it's pouring and
you don't want to be out there.
Cold rain, that sucks.
Yeah, you don't want to be out there.
Yeah, you don't want to be out there. By the way, I did purchase, you know, I was talking to you about it, with the grilling, outdoor grilling, when people that have those old brushes, that they're very dangerous, they say now is that if a bristle comes out and gets in your food, that could lodge in your throat. So they have now less dangerous ways of cleaning the grill. And you referenced the Scrub Daddy.
Yes.
For the grill specifically.
Yeah.
So when I was in Costco last week, guess what they had?
Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy. I haven't used it yet.
I'm telling you, awesome.
But it's, so you dip that in water first, and then you clean your grill.
Correct.
And it must go.
Well, so the one I have, you don't dip it in water. There's a cylinder. You pour the water in.
Oh, okay.
Put the cap on. And then when you go to clean the grill with the fire coming up so the grill's hot, you open this, you open the cylinder to allow the water to come through the brush. So as you're brushing, water's coming out. So you're steaming the grates and brushing them at the same time. They come out fantastic.
What's the difference between the Scrub Daddy and the Scrub Mommy? Because they're different products.
I honestly don't know.
It must be the strength of the sponge.
I guess. I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scrub Daddy and Scrub Mommy.
I had to ask you something, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to forget this, lose this train of thought.
Oh, sure.
I was going to send you this with the subject line WTF.
Sound like one of the cool kids.
Did you see the article that said glass bottles are found to have 5 to 50 times as many microplastics as plastic bottle? What the hell is going on?
You know, I saw a headline, and
there's
I did
a bunch of articles written about it.
I did not click on it because I was like, I can't.
This can't be true.
It can't be true. Like they tell you to stop eating and drinking out of plastic bottles because of all the plastic will leach into your system. But this article comes out and says
numerous articles,
but it's probably all based on the same one article. This is what I think happens. One place puts out an article that, oh, did you know glass bottles have more plastic in it than plastic bottles, which doesn't make any sense.
Agreed.
And then everyone writes about it.
So even something, so obviously I saw it in the Post, but even something as I would think reputable, I would think, as Phys, meaning PHYS.org wrote about it.
Phys.org.
Yeah. Now, granted, they are also citing the study released by France's Food Safety Agency. So again, that's where it's coming from. I don't know that it's true, but there's got to be something there that all these people, and again, this isn't just the Post. I mean, this I would think is a reputable amongst the science community. Just looking at it, it looks like a reputable website.
Yeah.
That writes about real things. I mean, here are their topics. If you go to their website, you can click on physics, you can click on nanotechnology, whatever that is, you can click on astronomy and space, chemistry, biology, or other sciences. This isn't a tabloid.
This isn't the New York Post.
And yet they found it interesting enough to write. I don't know, it's just weird.
Yeah,
like,
I can't.
How is it possible?
I can't. If that's true that there's more plastic in glass bottles.
Just start drinking out of a hose.
Yeah, what am I?
Although I read an article that if you're over 50, you should not drink tap water because of something that's in tap water now.
Well, the tap water.
God.
Which is interesting because I was in the car the other day, and I'm not in the car often in the afternoon. I like to hide in my house. But I was in the car the other day, and I caught the middle of a conversation on Evan and Tiki talking about tap water, and Tiki finds it very fugazi that people think tap water is not healthy, and that he believes part of the reason he's very healthy and rarely gets sick and rarely got sick as a child was because he drank nothing but tap water, and that if there were things in there that were not great, it helps your body to
build the immune system.
Yeah, to build your immune system with it. And then they talked about drinking out of the hose, of course, which we all did as kids. We all love to do as kids.
Of course. Yeah, dude, there's so much misinformation. I don't know what to believe anymore.
I do believe that our tap water does have things in it that's not great.
Okay. I mean, that, I don't think that that's a stretch to say that.
Yeah, but like Tiki's saying, it's not, you're not drinking tap water than getting sick. But is there a cumulative effect of if you drink a lot of tap water? Is that, I don't know.
I don't know. I do know that that's all I drink.
Tap water.
Yes.
You're a big tap water guy.
Yeah. Like my wife is crazy with the bottles of water.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we, I'm not even joking. Like, why are we spending $5 on 73 bottles of water? Just take a cup and we get water.
It's coming right out of the faucet.
And she says kind of the same thing. It can't be good for you. I'm like, all right, we grew up drinking this, though.
We did.
Like, until bottled water became a thing, that's all we drank was water out of the tap.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if you think of, like, the pipes. Like, there's got to be a lot of stuff running through those pipes.
I don't disagree with you.
But you also got to think how much water is flowing through those pipes, and if there's stuff in those pipes, are you getting just tiny little particles, and are they not bad?
I don't know. Dude, very good question.
We don't know.
Here's what I now know. If I drink water out of a plastic bottle, microplastics. Out of a glass bottle, microplastics. I'm just going to eat plastic.
Cut out the middleman.
And no more water, no more food. I'm just going to eat plastic.
Tonight for dinner, plastic.
I become plastic man.
I'm Jerry Rego, plastic man. They always go like, do you know that every week you eat enough plastic that would make it the size of a credit card? What?
I don't know.
How am I eating a credit card's worth of plastic and not know about it?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, if my dog eats one piece of plastic, she throws it up 2 hours later.
Right, and you're talking about a tiny little piece of a plastic bag. Nothing crazy. I know.
She'll vomit it up.
Who knows? Maybe before we die, we'll learn the truth about some of this stuff.
I feel like we don't know the truth about most stuff.
Anything, actually.
Yeah, it's just like everything... as a contradictory opponent that tells you the opposite.
Someone can make an opposing argument.
Yes,
for almost everything.
Frustrating.
Agree. Yeah, I know.
I want these things to be true.
It's 92 degrees outside. It feels like 110. It's not 92.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good times.
Man. Now I see all these people are up in arms about the, it's so interesting that I'm only now hearing of this, and maybe I just was tuned out.
What's this?
But I guess the mayor who's going to be who they think is going to be the next mayor of New York City.
Who won the primary last night.
Who won the primary by a landslide. Yeah. And then it was the Democratic primary.
Like, can I just hold your thought? Who thought that Cuomo was going to win that?
I don't know.
Didn't that end miserably for him?
I thought so, as the governor.
Yes.
I also feel like governor is higher up than mayor of New York.
Yeah, well, because he's disgraced. So he had to take a step back.
Yeah, he got disgraced, right, and he was running. Oh,
God. Anyhow, so continue.
So this guy who's running for...
Zohan, is that his name?
Yeah, and I guess he's going to, because New York always votes for a Democratic mayor, and this guy's going to be the Democratic mayor. Let me see here real quick. So I didn't know anything about him. So all the things I'm seeing online, he is a Muslim, and what about 9/11? Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting look at and you'd have to do your own research, what is real versus what am I now going to see on social media about this guy, you know? And that's why I kind of want to do my own little research about this guy, because I knew nothing about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just noticing, and it really started last night and today on social media, where it's like, oh, rest in peace, New York.
Right.
If you leave New York, don't come down here to Florida. We don't want you. I'm like, I got to do my own research now.
Well, it's good. So it's interesting. We always talk about how everybody can have an opinion, right?
Yes.
I mean, that is one thing. That is one thing in this. Obviously, what we do for a living, you have opinions. But to me, it's also, and this, I've gotten into arguments with people when I will ask, well, what's your opinion based on? Does it matter? It's my opinion. It doesn't matter. Well, to me, an opinion that has no real merit or facts to back it up is a dangerous opinion, because it really is nothing more than words. Like, there's nothing, and can be dangerous if you're spreading the wrong message, if you have no idea what you're actually giving an opinion on. I don't know anything about this guy. I've seen what you've seen too, and I would think it would be very easy for me or someone else to just start spewing, how could New York City, you know, elect a mayor of Muslim descent? Well, what happened 25 years ago? I totally understand that. But if I did that, I would also be doing it with the basis of nothing behind it, because other than the fact of where he comes from, I don't know anything about him. I don't know a goddamn thing about him.
Yeah, we got to do his research, or my research.
And I'm not saying anybody's wrong or right. I don't know. And I don't, why is it? This is another thing that drives me crazy with a lot of people. Why is it not okay to just say you don't know when you don't know?
Yes.
People just BS their way through stuff.
Yeah.
And don't honestly have an idea of what they're saying or why they're saying it.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's a really interesting one. And I think it is great to say, I don't know.
There was, I want to say it was 5, 6, it was before the pandemic. And I'm not handy. You know, I'm not handy. I've said that before. But I will try and do things. And there was a light fixture that my wife wanted me to replace. And I looked at it. I'm like, I can't do this. She goes, well, I don't know how to do it. She goes, well, what if, I'm like, I don't know how to do it. And I was, she almost like disappointed, because I usually try. It was almost like she was disappointed. I'm like, hon, if I gave you a book right now that was written in Chinese and I asked you to read it to me, and you said, I don't know, I can't, I don't know it, do you think I would push you to keep trying to read? You don't know it. And it was funny. It was almost like she's like, oh, I get it. But more people just like BS their way through stuff, and it's mind numbing.
Yeah, and especially if it's political, right? So if you are somebody who voted for Donald Trump, and then Donald Trump does something that you don't agree with, people are like, oh, well, look at this. I go, yeah, no, I don't like that. I still would vote for him again, mm-hmm. or given my choices, that's who I voted for. But it's okay to say, yeah, no, that doesn't look right.
Right, you might like 80% of what he does and not like 20%.
Right. Or to say, what did you think about what he did with this? I'd be like, I have no idea. I'd have to look, correct, try to research it. But to go and just defend just based on
blindly.
Yeah, you can't, because then both sides are doing it. It's stupid.
And I do believe in politics, there's a lot of blind trust.
Yeah.
And it's stupid, quite frankly. Yes. You can't tell me that everybody that voted for Biden over the last 4 years was happy with 100% of what he did, 50% of what he did. But no one will admit that.
Yeah, because the other side is so annoying, mm-hmm. that you want to defend your side, right? Because they're so annoying.
Yep. That no matter what that guy does, I'm backing him.
Yes.
It really is stupid.
Yeah.
When you think about it. But that's where we're at, and that's where we'll continue to be, and we'll just get more divisive as the years go on. Awesome. Yeah. You think it was this bad with Carter? Because I know with Carter, things turned sour,
yeah,
in this country. Like, when did the, I feel, and I could be wrong, again, this is, I don't know, that's why I'm asking, was politics always to this level of disgusting?
No, I really think it's once it emerged in the social media age.
Or the cable news network. Do you think it was social media took it another 10 steps forward?
Yeah, I think it was social media. Because, okay, I think the cable news networks turned from news to talk shows and opinion-based shows. And I just think, yeah, I really think the social media and the fact that you can follow the people that you agree with, yeah, and then you're like, yeah, and every day it's like, yeah, look at how right I am and look at how dope these people are on both sides. And then that's how I think it got more divisive. So that people all think they kind of, or that they know the facts on something when we probably don't.
No. And the social media, whether, and I'm just sticking to politics.
Yeah.
It's such a double-edged sword, because I do agree that most people get their news now from things like Twitter and Instagram, X and Instagram, whatever. But it's also a cesspool of shit that you have to sift through.
Yeah.
And the online Twitter, you know, muscles is a real thing. Like, people think they're tougher than they are. And it's just, whatever.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I feel like especially like the late night talk shows always used to do jokes about the current president.
Right.
But now it's like it's more like it used to be more like when Jay Leno was doing it and Johnny Carson, they would be more in fun.
It was light.
It was light.
Yeah.
Now it's like, all right.
Oh, it's angry.
It's angry, yeah.
Oh, it's angry for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Look at us, Jerry, breaking it down, politics
breaking
style.
It down.
Let's do the warm-up show. We'll come back here tomorrow on a Thursday.
Right.
And we'll do sports talk. Jerry, we better come in tomorrow with a Mets win.
Will the Mets or Yankees win tonight?
I'm going to say both.
Oh, look at you.
Yes.
All right, maybe I'll go to Fanatics today and bet a little Mets-Yankees parlay.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. So.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.